From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Britain grounds all flights returning from Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt. The move follows British and U.S. intelligence reports suggesting the Russian Metro jet that crashed last week, killing all 224 people on board, was downed by a bomb. Henry Ridgewell reports.
Britain is the first country to halt all flights out of Sharm el-Sheikh following Saturday's Metrojet crash. At a news conference with visiting Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, Prime Minister David Cameron said he was acting to protect the 20,000 British tourists scheduled to fly home from the Egyptian airport during the coming days. Britain has sent security teams to Sharm el-Sheikh to check security measures. Henry Ridgewell, London.
President Barack Obama says he thinks there's a possibility that a bomb destroyed the Russian jetliner. In an interview with a Seattle, Washington radio station Thursday, he said U.S. investigators and the intelligence community will be working to find out before any definitive pronouncements. Tanzania's new president, John Magufuli, was sworn in Thursday. At his swearing-in ceremony in Dar es Salaam, he promised to implement pledges made during the campaign and appealed to all Tanzanians to unite. The opposition, which boycotted Thursday's ceremony, says the presidential election was rigged and is rejecting the results. The outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party, the PKK, says a ceasefire declared to Turkey ahead of the country's elections is over. The PKK attributed the change in policy Thursday to what it called the government's focus on war and its latest attacks. This is VOA News. A number of Islamic State militants were killed and some militant communication links to Syria and Iraq destroyed in a multi-day assault by Afghan and U.S. forces in eastern Afghanistan. The attacks took place in several locations in Nangarhar province. The international humanitarian group Doctors Without Borders says an internal review of last month's airstrikes by U.S. forces on its hospital in northern Afghanistan shows no reason why the facility should have come under attack. At least 30 people were killed in the airstrikes, 13 staff members, 10 patients, and 7 bodies yet to be identified. Last month, the U.S. accepted full responsibility for the bombing, which came after Afghan forces called in U.S. airstrikes against Taliban fighters thought to be firing from inside the medical compound. An official with the Global Chemicals Weapons Watchdog says experts have concluded that mustard gas was used in fighting in the Syrian town of Meraya in August. The official from the Hague-based Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons said it has not yet been determined who used the poison. Mustard gas was first used in World War I and has since been outlawed. NATO Secretary General says the alliance must counter a Russian military buildup. Jens Stoltenberg says Russia is bolstering its military forces from the Baltic Sea to the Mediterranean.
The question on our agenda now is how to overcome, how to deal with the increased anti-Axis era denial capabilities of Russia.
Speaking Thursday during NATO war games in Portugal, Mr. Stoltenberg said the Russians have concentrated military forces in Kaliningrad, the Black Sea, and the Eastern Mediterranean. The outgoing UN envoy for Libya is urging that country's rival leaderships to stop blocking the democratic process and vote on a political agreement that lays out the composition of a future unity government. Bernardino León told the UN Security Council in his final briefing Thursday that while there's been progress recently toward resolving outstanding issues, such as representation of the parties in the new government, there is still no formal acceptance of such an agreement. The parliament in the Maldives voted Thursday to impeach Vice President Ahmed Adib, who was arrested last month on suspicion of being involved in an assassination attempt against the country's president. Seattle, Washington is about to steam blast a popular tourist attraction into oblivion. The gum wall, located at the Pike Place Market, will be blasted clean later this month. The gum is 15 centimeters deep in some spots, people sticking gum to the wall since the 1990s. It all began when theatergoers started sticking wads of gum to the bricks while waiting in line. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.